Jesus starts with the Torah. Let's go on the Parashat HaShavua from yesterday, Parashat Bereishis. I'd like to speak about a verse in the Parashat, which discusses the creation of woman. Hashem said it's not right for man to be alone. Lo tov hayot ha'adam levado. Esem el ezer kenegdo. I will make him a helper to be along with him. And Hashem created woman. Our rabbis explain, cited by Rashi, that the wife of a person's wife, is zacha masel ezer, lo zacha kenegdo lilochem. If a person marries, his wife is a loyal assistant. If he does not, kenegdo, she will cause strife, she will cause rivalry, they will quarrel between them. What the Torah is saying is that the man and wife were created to be together and to work together as a single unit within which the woman and the man jointly accomplish the goal that God set upon them. In this partnership, the woman is Ezer Kenegdo. If the man merits it, then the wife helps him along on his way to accomplish those goals that God set for a man. In what way is the woman an Ezer Kenegdo? In what way is the woman supposed to help the man along? What's the meaning that she's an Ezer? She's an assistant? Why aren't they both working on it together? In what sense does she complement man's qualities? To explain this, let me quote a Gemara in Brachos, which says that Hashem made woman like a binyan. Vayivan es atzela. Vayivan Hashem elokim es atzela. Hashem built the rib and made it into woman. What does it mean that God built the rib? It means that Hashem made woman kabinyan otzar, like a silo or like a granary or like a storehouse. In what way is it like a storehouse? It's like a storehouse is built wider on bottom in order to store the grain. The woman is built in the same way in order to store the baby. When the woman becomes pregnant, then she has a place to store the baby. In that sense, it's vayivan, it's like a binyan otzar. The woman is created like a storehouse. The theme of being a house or a storehouse is repeated often in Chazal. The idea of making woman similar to a house is referred to when we wish a person that he should be bona bayis neman v'yitzol. When a person gets married, we say that he should be bona bayis neman. The man and woman together should be bona bayis. The woman is called Beis Yaakov. The woman is called the house, as the pasuk says, vayivan. She's built. And this particular chazal says that she's like a binyan otzer, like a storehouse, where one stores important items so that they should not be lost or ruined. The verse says, in Yirmiyah, nekeva tesovev gever, the woman, the female, surrounds the male. In that sense, she's like a house in which the male grows, in which she's able to protect not only the baby inside of her, but the husband that she is, in a sense, surrounding. She's making a house around. To understand this a little better, and to understand the idea of Otsa in general, the Gemara in Brachos tells us, Ein la kodesh baruch hu ba'olam ala otsa sheyir shemayim. All Hashem has in this world is an otsa, a treasure house of yir shemayim. Meaning, the only quality that God says can come only from the earth, it can't come from heaven, is God-fearingness. Everything else starts in the heaven. Hashem gives us everything. What we're left to do is to accomplish our goal of attaining God-fearingness in this world by using all the materials and everything that God gave us in this world. This is something that starts from down here, from here on earth. God-fearingness means a sense of humility, a sense of purpose, where our goal is to strive to understand God better and to do everything we can to become closer to Hashem. It starts obviously through His Torah and through performing His mitzvot. This is referred to, it says that with the idea that Hashem respects Yirat Shemayim, Hashem wishes us to attain Yirat Shemayim, is reflected in the words of the Gemara, as Hashem has an otzar, a storehouse of Yirat Shemayim in the heavens. Yirat Shemayim is something that it is appropriate to store. We find that the Gemara tells us in Shabbos, all the Shisha Sidra Mishnah, all of the Talmud, all of the Mishnah, is a wonderful present from Hashem, which will help us attain understanding of Hashem, understanding of His world, and understanding of the mitzvot, what is incumbent upon us. But all of it is worthless without Yirat Shemayim. When a person gets to heaven, they ask him, did you learn, did you study all of the Talmud, all of the Torah that I gave you? And he says, yes. But then afterwards they ask him, and yes, did you attain Yirat Shemayim? Did you attain God-fearingness? If a person did, then everything he has is tremendous. It brings him to tremendous heights in the world to come. If he did not, then everything he has is worthless. Like that well-known parable of the many zeros that have to have a one in front of them to make it worth something. All of the Torah is a tremendous accomplishment, but only if it is first, if it is introduced with Yirat Shemayim. If a person approaches learning Torah with Yirat Shemayim, with God-fearingness, with humility towards God, and the words in the verse which the Gemara darshins, which Gemara explains, Gemara learns this point from, is Yirat Hashem Hi Otzaro. Yirat Hashem, God-fearingness, is the Otzar of Hashem, is what is stored in the treasure house of Hashem. It's clearly the source for the other statements as well, that this is what Hashem stores, although the Gemara brings other psukim as well that tell us this concept. Yirat Hashem Hi Otzaro. The Gemara says that Yirat Hashem is not just looked at as something that Hashem treasures, but it is a treasure house in its own. Because a person learns Torah, who studies Torah without attaining first Yirat Shemayim, God-fearingness, is like a person who is given the inner keys to a house that has many treasures, but not the outer keys. The outer keys are God-fearingness. The inner keys are all of the Torah, all of the Talmud, the other things that Hashem gave us to study, meaning that a person cannot gain anything from everything that he has studied, from all that he has accomplished, if he doesn't have God-fearingness through which he can enter the outer doors. It's like a house that surrounds the Torah, and a person has to enter in order to attain the secrets of the Torah. And that's the Yiras Hashem. That's the Yiras Hashem. It's something that is treasured, and it is a treasure house in itself. It's something that surrounds the entire Torah and presents the entrance way to studying the Torah. This is what the job of the woman is in the relationship of man and wife. The man is told to study Torah. The woman is not. It's not a mitzvah that's given to women. The mitzvah is given to men. If women study, they may receive reward for it. Why did Hashem give the mitzvah to men? What did He leave for the woman? The woman and the man work together, whereby the man is working to study the Torah, to learn the mitzvahs of Hashem, to find the way to come closer to Hashem, and to bring his family up in that way. But he cannot do it without first having Yirat Shemayim, and that's what the woman introduces into relationship. She is able to steer him in the right direction, to point him, like this otzar of Yerushalayim, the otzar that we saw of Hashem is the otzar that stores Yerushalayim. This is the otzar that the woman represents as well, the otzar of Yerushalayim. This is the binyan that the woman represents, the building, the edifice. This is what the woman is into the relationship. She's able to steer the man properly to make sure that he continues in the way that God wants him to continue, in the way that he'll have the outer keys so that all the inner keys will work for him. And between the two of them together, they're able to attain Torah and Yirat Shemayim. The reason for this is because the woman's natural quality is tzniut, is being we find that most civilizations, or perhaps all civilizations, the man was the outgoing one, the hunter-gatherer, whereas the woman was staying at home and raising the children. And this has to do with natural qualities that a woman is imbued with and blessed with. And she's able to share these qualities with a man by bringing that into the relationship, because the man needs those qualities. The man has to have this, because the way that a person accomplishes the Yerushalayim is through what's called anava, humility. The Pasuk says, Ekev anava Yerush Hashem. The way to anava, the way to Yerush Hashem is through anava. The first step towards Yerush Hashem comes with anava, and with humility. And the only way to accomplish Yerush Hashem is through that. The man who is naturally more outgoing feels more a sense of accomplishment is the person that is more at risk of falling to the lords of arrogance and thinking that he has accomplished all this, look what I have done. And the woman is the one that's going to steer him in the right direction, point him in the right direction, so that everything he accomplishes is done in light of, I'm a servant of God, I'm not a person that's doing everything by myself, I'm doing this because God blessed me and God allowed me to do this. This is where the woman introduces to the relationship. We find that the end of the Mishnayos, in the last Mishnah in the Mishnayos, the Mishnah tells us that Hashem is going to give each tzaddik 310 olamos, 310 different worlds. Each tzaddik, every tzaddik and tzaddik is going to give him 310 worlds as reward for what he has done in this world. Why 310? Many sforums discuss the number 310 and where it comes from and why. One explanation with the Chaim is that the every tzaddik that the Mishnah is referring to tzaddik is the man and his wife. The man who learns Torah and finishes all of the Mishnah doesn't do so by himself, but does so with his wife behind him, with his wife driving him to continue to grow. Therefore, they split the reward between them. The number of mitzvahs in the Torah is 613. But there are another seven mitzvahs, the seven mitzvahs drivon, that the various Rishonim count. Altogether, that gives a total of 620, 613 plus 7. When we divide that 620 in two, we find that half of 620 is 310. Since the man and the woman are sharing the 620 that were accomplished were between the two of them, therefore the reward, the proper reward for the man and the wife is that each of them gets these 310 worlds. That's because the two of them together jointly are able to learn to accomplish the goals that a person set for himself. And that's why the verse that tells us 310 worlds are the reward of the righteous tells us, the Hankala of Ayesh, the Otrosayam Amalei, I'll give those that love me Yesh, 310, and Otrosayam, their Otsa, I will fill. What does it mean, their Otsa? The Otsa might mean the wife, as we saw, who is built like a Binyan Otsa, and who brings the Otsa of Yerushalayim. The man accomplishes his part of the relationship, La'ovai, by showing his love for Hashem, by going out, by learning Torah. The woman, on the other hand, accomplishes her part of the relationship through the Otsar Seyam Amale, filling up the Otsar of Yerushalayim in the family.